And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Yes, it's time for our weekly chat with Boston pitching legend Bill the Spaceman Lee. Good morning, Mr. Lee. How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. I'm in Dennisport. I'm on the water. A little postage stamp that we helped renovate, put in a new septic to clean up the bay, and make it easier for the sharks to come by and nip you off your board.
Okay. Yeah. Stay out of the water, okay? Stay out of the water. Okay.
No. There's some of the greatest video I've seen with the guy on the paddle board and the great white right underneath him, hiding in there because he didn't want to get any too much sunlight.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, look, Billy. We were just talking a few minutes ago. 11.5 game lead in the AL East. 12 games to go. Magic number is 2. We're in the playoffs. So, and then Pitts, Sale comes back over the weekend. He pitches a couple of strong innings, actually 3. And then he goes to the bullpen and throws. First of all, how do you feel about him?
Well, same way as last week. He's fragile. You just don't know what you're going to get. Inflammation is a strange thing. Usually you can get rid of it. You got to get rid of it through heat, drugs, I forget what the third one is, but the drugs. Once you say drugs, you always stop at that.
You always forget what goes after that.
Of course you do. Yeah, okay.
Well, I've been auctioned off for golf, so I'm going out, and then the first thing I do, I have 3 cups of coffee, and I have my sodium naproxen, or I crop rotate and go with the ibuprofen. I remember in the bullpen at Red Sox when Upjohn invented the first Motrin tablet. It was kind of oblong shaped, and when they threw him out in the bullpen, pitchers were spiking each other trying to get at him.
Really?
Because it added like 20 miles an hour to your fastball. So, I think if he's not been on a certain product, there's stuff out there that'll get him through this season, get rid of the inflammation. Oh, weights. That's what the third one you have to do. But when you lift weights, you lose that fine-tuning on your fastball and everything. And you're stronger, but you don't have command of location. So that's
okay.
We'll see what he does. But look at our team. Whoever Cora puts up there, he does the job. Did you think we would be talking about 11.5 games ahead of the
game? I know. And Brock Holt. Brock Holt's been monstrous in the past week.
Unbelievable. Aggressive, first pitch swinging.
Yeah.
Joe Morgan, I don't know if you heard the game on radio. I was driving from Fergie Jenkins' golf tournament in St. Catharines, Ontario, through Albany, and I'm coming down the Mass Pike, and there I hear Joe Morgan. And it was just, precious hearing his commentary.
Throwback.
But it's all the same. The game does not change. You got to be aggressive in the zone when men are on base, and that's what this team does. And everybody picks up. Benintendi hit the curveball. Lynn comes up. First pitch, he takes a strike, and then he hits the fastball off the left field wall. He cruises into second. We get him over to the third, and then the sack fly brings him in, and then Wright, who scares me in the bullpen. He always puts the first 2 guys on, and next thing you're nervous, like, call, get out, and then he sucks it up and gets out the last 3 outs. But maybe, I don't think we want to live that way.
Yeah, maybe he just needs an audience, Bill. I'm curious who you actually trust out in the bullpen.
Who do you trust?
Who do you trust? I don't trust Kelly. I don't trust Barnes. I don't trust, I'll tell you, I like the left-hander. That left-hander they've got, he comes in there, he's got guts, he throws harder than he looks, and he seems to, you got to go with somebody, and all of them have done the job, and Barnes, I guess, has got the bad hip because he throws across his body. I knew he was going to bust down.
Okay.
But
are you gonna
Kelly, Kelly's unbelievable when he gets throw strikes and throws it. He's got a great curveball. He just nibbles too much, but hey, we're always going to be nervous here in New England.
Okay,
we got winter coming.
Just one more question, Bill.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
It worked yesterday, but do you think we should trust Stephen Wright in the bullpen because he closed out?
I would start him. I'd start him.
Yep.
You know, what the hell? I would put Sale in the bullpen and bring him in, and I'd have ultimate confidence in him for the 7th, 8th, and 9th inning.
Well, there you go. There you go. There's your Bill Lee report this morning, man. Have a great one. We'll talk to you by. And by the way, next Thursday we'll know much more, and everything should be all wrapped up, and we might have a good idea who's playing who. So
yeah, I'll be up at Booth Bay Harbor doing Special Olympics with you know, all the old Red Sox players and nice. The Patriots and a bunch of guys. Right. So I'll call you from there.
Okay, excellent. Great one. Have a
Thanks,
great
Bill.
One. The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.